إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on the steps of teaching and learning. And today we'll talk about the first of the four steps that I mentioned yesterday, which is tilawat of the Quran. Is to listen, is to hear, is to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Kahf, وَتْلُوا مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, recite from what we have sent on you from our book, and these words, the kalimat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la mubaddila li kalimatihi, these words cannot be changed, and they will not find anyone to give them refuge except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min kitabi wa aqimis salata inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar wala dhikrullahi akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned again to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that recite what has been revealed to you of the kitab of the Quran, and establish salah. Verily salah prevents the person who's praying from al-fahsha wal-munkar, all shameless things and all wicked and disobedient things and all sins, and wala dhikrullahi akbar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mentioning of you is the greatest of blessings and much better and more glorified than you mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's dhikr of you. And this is the reel of this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fadhkuruni adhkurukum. So when you make my dhikr, I will make your dhikr. So therefore, when we pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us. And this is what Allah is saying, Allah's remembrance of you is akbar. That is the biggest and the most glorious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you do. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. I remind myself and you, and of course again, in Surah Al-Muzzammil, which we recited today in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. He's saying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite the Quran in a beautiful way, in a calm and not fast, you know, slowly. So, and many other such ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where Allah mentioned the recitation of the Quran itself. So therefore, the first step of learning is to learn how to recite the Quran. I'm not talking about the tune. I'm talking about the usul, the principles of recitation, which we know as tajweed. To recite the Quran without tajweed is, if somebody is doing it deliberately, it is a sin. And if somebody is not doing it deliberately, then it's a sign of jahalat. It's a sign the person does not know. Tajweed is absolutely, it's like the ABC of everything. It is the absolutely essential to know and to recite Quran according to the rules of recitation, because of many reasons, but one of the big and major reasons is that in some places, if you recite the Quran incorrectly without the rules of tajweed, then the meaning of the word itself changes. Meaning of the ayat itself changes. This obviously has a negative impact on your salah. It has a negative impact on everything. So therefore, it is very important for us to ensure that we learn the rules of tajweed. To learn the rules of tajweed, according to me, does not take more than 2 or 3 days. That's all that is required. 2 days or 3 days. That's it. And you can know all the rules. After that, of course, it's a matter of practicing it and reciting and learning to recite correctly. Ideally, do it before somebody who knows. Otherwise, record yourself and then play back the recording while you look at the Musaf, so that you know where you make a mistake, you know this is where I made a mistake, again repeat. And then continue to recite until you get it right. And of course, know that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who is reciting the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will give him 10 hasanat, give him 10 good deeds for every letter that he recites, not word, every letter. And to clarify this further, in that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I do not say that alif, lam, meem is one letter. Alif is one letter, lam is one letter, and meem is one letter. Now, he clarified this so clearly. So, therefore, if you just recite alif, lam, meem, you have got 30 hasanat. How many hasanat make the difference between Jannah and Jahannam on the Day of Judgment? One. So, 30 hasanat. Now, imagine the weight of these 30 hasanat on our scales. May Allah increase this on the Day of Judgment. So imagine that. And this is recitation by itself. Then there is a saying by Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu, where he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned and said that recitation in Qiyam, that is recitation during Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives 100 hasanat for every letter. Not 10 hasanat, 100 hasanat. Now think about, therefore, the importance of Taraweeh. Think also about the fact that all the Hanafis suddenly become Shafi'i during Ramadan, yeah? And they run away after 8 rakat. Imagine, if 20 rakat, forget about the whether 8 is, whether you can pray 8 or you can pray. Leave that aside. The issue is that obviously you will hear more Quran. You are reciting, because hearing and reciting is the same in Salah. So you are hearing more Quran in 20 rakat than you are hearing in 8. I mean, this is a no-brainer. I mean, nobody can argue that point, right? So imagine doing no effort, the Qari is reciting, you are simply standing there and listening, and for every letter you are getting 100 hasanat, inshallah al-musta'an. So if you still want to read 8 and run away, that's fine, no problem. That's your life and it's your hasanat, not mine. But if you stay for the 20 and then the witr, inshallah, then you have all of those hasanat also on your scale. You decide what you want. The point I'm making is that the whole point of tilawat is not only the issue of rules, the rules are extremely important, but also to understand the value of what we are doing. There is nothing that is superior to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Khairul hadithi kitaballah. Ahsanul hadithi kitaballah. Asdaqul hadithi kitaballah. The best of speech is the kitab of Allah. The most truthful of speech is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, there is nothing that is better than the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which is narrated by Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you is the one who teaches and learns the Quran. And in one other narration he says, the best of you is the one who teaches or learns the Quran. So teaching and learning of Quran elevates you. This is the criterion by which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam judged people, and he said that the best of people is the one who teaches Quran and the one who learns Quran. So let us always be from among those who at least learn Quran. We all may not be able to teach it, but at least definitely we can learn it. So let us try to learn it. Second thing is to understand that the importance of this tilawat. So it's very important for us to make this the mamul in our lives, that every day we will recite some Quran. Ideally speaking, at least we should recite one juz, one sipara every day, so that you complete a Quran every month. So inshallah, in the year you have completed 12 times the Quran. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah for his tawfiq, and we ask him for the strength. Then in Ramadan, inshallah, you maybe do more than one. So in the whole year, you would have completed the Quran several times. Now, biggest benefit of that is that it makes you familiar with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if Allah gives tawfiq, we also try to learn the meaning and so on. So then when you are standing in Taraweeh, you are listening to the Quran, you get some, you know, sweetness of it. You get you understand the meaning and the value and so on and so forth. So this is all highly beneficial as far as we are concerned. So try to make this the rule in your life, that one juz of Quran you will read every single day, inshallah. Make the effort, inshallah. I mean, it's, you start with whatever it is, one page maybe, but slowly, and it doesn't take time, it doesn't take a great deal of time. If you recite properly with tajweed, then it does not take more than about half an hour to 45 minutes to complete one juz. And don't try to read it less than that, because that's not the purpose. The purpose is not to just rush through it and, you know, read it wrongly. Read it correctly. Let it take half an hour, 45 minutes. Remember, all of these times, The value of this time we will see on the day of judgment. That 45 minutes value, the real value, we will see on the day of judgment. So don't think of it as 45 minutes. You go and see a movie for 3 hours, nobody bothers. Whether the movie is halal or haram is a different matter. I'm saying we go sit in a theater for 3 hours, nobody bothers. So instead of that, here we are saying that listen to the, read the Quran, half an hour, 45 minutes, do that. Second thing, very important as far as tilawat is concerned, is also to listen to the Quran. So, you know, put on the recitation of mashallah. Now there are so many beautiful Qura of the Quran all over the world. So listen to a recitation. That will also familiarize you with the whole recitation. Now, if you've got the energy and so on, if you listen to whatever you recited that day, even better. But otherwise, it doesn't matter. Just listen to the Quran. But very important when listening to the Quran is to be listened to with concentration. Don't put the Quran as background music. You know, you're cooking the food or you're doing something else and you're writing letters, email, and the Quran is playing in the background. The Quran is not background music. So don't do that. When you're listening to the Quran, listen to the Quran. Now, one good time is, of course, if you are driving long drives, no problem, alhamdulillah, you can listen to the Quran while the car is going. This barakah also for you, inshallah, it is also safety for you. The malaika listen. So, you know, the malaika follow your car, they surround it. So, alhamdulillah, this is all good. But other than that, if you are doing some other work and all that, don't use the Quran as just the sound in the background. So listen carefully, because the whole point is to correct your own recitation and so on. So this is a good way of doing that. So let us focus on the recitation of the Quran, learn to recite it correctly, listen to it, develop a love for the Kalam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in our hearts. And this is also the biggest cure for those who are addicted to listening to music and so on and who want to leave it, and may Allah make it easy for you. Getting yourself addicted to listening to the Quran is a very, very good way of getting out of the addiction of music. So this will give you hasanat, far more beautiful anyway, and it is, something that is very, very beneficial for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to read the Quran correctly, to recite it correctly, to love the Quran, to love reading it, to love reciting it, and to develop the understanding of the Quran. Inshallah, we'll talk about that tomorrow and day after. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.